Justification.
Yes.
How is justification different than salvation?
Well, you know, here's where we have a problem, where we develop a certain Christian jargon in the Christian community, where we borrow terms from the Bible and sometimes use them indiscriminately, and we don't use them exactly the way they are used in Scripture.
Like we do with calling, or church, like a building,
right,
or baptism. Well, anyway, go ahead.
Right. Yeah.
Foul, bad.
You know, like John the Presbyterian. But the word sozo, sotomai, as you know, to save, is used in every tense of the Greek language. The sense in which we were saved from the foundation of the world, we were being saved, we are saved, we are being saved, we shall be saved. And so the complete work of redemption is described generically under the rubric of that broad term, salvation. But like we have the order of salvation, the ordo salutis, we distinguish specific aspects or dimensions of that broad concept of salvation, or salvation in the ultimate sense, regeneration, justification, sanctification, glorification. Those are all elements or steps in our salvation. But unfortunately, people use the term salvation as if it were a synonym for justification. I say, are you saved? Mm-hmm. Really what I'm asking you is, are you in a state of justifying grace? You know? Mm-hmm. So there is a distinction.
Okay, so pursue some of the dangers for pastors and churches when that specific confusion is made.
Well, take, for example, the most practical thing is, you know, when Luther said we're justified by faith alone, but not by a faith that is alone, that a justified person is a regenerate person whose sanctification begins immediately and necessarily with their justification. So even though they are justified by the imputation of the righteousness of Christ, the healing process of becoming conformed to Jesus begins the instant of their justification and continues throughout their whole life and is finished in heaven at our glorification. So works that proceed from our justification are very much a part of our total salvation. The point is they don't contribute any merit to our justification. But when we make this confusion, the first casualty is the importance of obedience, and we end up with an incipient antinomianism.
And certainly one of the challenges we're seeing today in the evangelical world is evangelicals adopting Roman Catholic-like language about justification being something future to be completed.
Right. And the worst distortion of justification by faith is that people think that they can go on holiday without paying any money. They just have just a vacation.